Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. That's right. All of a sudden, that just felt really weird when I said that. I'm like, I'm
Ooh.
saying the wrong show name.
Ooh.
It's really weird. And I was like, that can't be right. Okay, that must have been different timeline. I jumped in very quickly
Yeah.
and I'll work my
What
way
did
back.
we call it in the other timeline? And was I there?
Yeah, and I don't know what we called it. That was just like, but this isn't the name, the Metaphysical Hour. Okay, it is now. We're
All
back.
right.
Anyway, welcome. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
Apparently, in
Hello,
this one and in that one. So, and
I stayed the same. That's good news.
our moderator is Tiffany. She is still here.
Hi, Tiffany. Hello.
Metaphysical Hour sounds right to you.
Yes, that's the right show. That's
Okay.
this timeline.
Was the weirdest thing? Okay.
We like to keep it weird here.
We are, yes, weird is cool. See, that's appropriate because Tiffany's in Austin and that's their tagline is what is it, Tiffany? Keeping it weird or something
Keep
like that.
Austin weird.
Keep Austin
Oh,
weird.
well, good, because Portland is keep it weird too.
Oh, well, so
Yeah.
here we go. Huntsville is not that, but hey, we can we're just the weird crew. We can all be
You
weird.
guys are weird. You don't have to advertise it like we do.
There we go.
Everyone just knows weird is normal here, so maybe yours would be keeping it normal.
Oh, could be.
Who knows? Who knows? All right, well, let's keep it weird for the show today. I'm challenging you guys to ask us weird metaphysical questions. Keep it metaphysical.
Keep it metaphysical, yes. But as you're thinking up those, please light up your part of the grid. Say where you're from. We love to see that. Everybody needs to see where everybody's from so you can see that you're not alone. We are all lighting up the grid. And in this super cool, visualize what you see, visualize this lighting up, because that is what we are creating. We are creating this whole beautiful lit up grid.
Light it up. It makes me think of, those nice little backyard patios with all the little yard lights all around, and it's just so cozy and place for
And
community.
then
That's
you
what we're
get
lighting
all the
up.
lights on, and it's just
Yeah, then it's blinding. We're blinding me, you guys. Oh my goodness. I love it. So while you guys are doing that, here's your instructions for how to ask us questions.
much for you right off the bat.
We're just going to just keep downloading you guys. If you'd like to ask us questions, those weird metaphysical questions, please go into your chat for whatever stream you're watching this on, which is hopefully YouTube on my channel, and put in capital letters, Tiffany, but you can dress it up any way you want. Goddess Tiffany, sweet, wonderful woman in the sky, all the different things. You guys do this way better than I do. And we really like hearing it. So get creative in what you're saying. Our beautiful Tiffany is going to read us the questions. So you want to get her attention. So get real creative, right? If you are watching this on my Facebook page, we don't get your questions. So if you want the questions, I don't know why they don't work on that page, but you're going to have to go to my YouTube page instead.
It's just that page, though. The other
Just
Facebook
that page. Yeah,
page.
the other pages, the questions come out. But if you are on Facebook, what I'm going to ask you to do is open it up to its full form. Don't just comment on the feed. You got to open up the video and then it'll come through. And I see the Facebook posts are coming through great. So you're doing a good job. But yeah, both Julia and I have these live on our YouTubes as well. So if you're finding that your question never gets asked, maybe jump over to one of the YouTube pages and try it there just in case, because we want to make sure your questions are getting through too. We don't want anybody frustrated. No.
No.
So, yeah. Okay, what else? I think
think
that's kind
that's
of it.
them.
We're in the Aquarius energy right now, which is bringing us all into our minds. So from what I was hearing on the astrology that I was listening to today was that kind of as we're getting into February, March, April, everything's going to start getting lighter and feel like it's moving in forward motion, and should feel pretty good. So we have something to look forward to. If it's been heavy and crazy, it should lighten up and start feeling a little better, more direction, more purposeful. It's going to
I
look
keep
like Julia. It's going to look like she looks right now.
well, and I was feeling like stuff on the back, like you know how we carry, like,
Yeah.
and I was like, just throw it off, throw it off.
Oh, is that what was happening?
That's what was happening, not me having a fit. It was me throwing it off, throw off all that junk and baggage.
Junk. You need to come with your own commentator as she's throwing the backpack off of her back. Love it. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, so let's have some fun. Are we ready to see where everybody's from?
Absolutely. Let's go on because I know everybody wants to get to their questions. There's wonderful creative questions. So let's do it.
Weird creative questions.
Weird. Yes. Weird and wonderful. Weird and wonderful.
Oh,
Metaphysical.
Miss Tiffany. Yeah.
You ready,
I
Tiff?
don't know where she's at. Maybe she's not here. Oh, I'm ignoring you. She's got things on her mind. What's happening?
Okay. Oh, what's happening? Great. I'm great. I'm just it's a Friday and oh, that's not what you wanted from me.
No,
All
I
right,
kind of
let's
do, you know, what you got going?
nothing. I'm over here moderating this wonderful show.
Oh, that's brilliant. Lucky girl. Okay.
All right, well, let's see where everybody's from. We have Tennessee, North Carolina, Arkansas, Iowa, California. We had a bunch of Australia.
Ooh.
I'm just going to say that now because I saw a bunch coming through.
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe, Wisconsin, the UK, Mississippi, Arizona, Florida, Connecticut, San Francisco, Costa Rica, Portland, Oregon, Billings,
Makes
Montana.
me look. I want to see who it is.
It is. Oh, I just lost him.
Oh no.
I think it's Kathy, but I'm.
Oh, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Florida, Idaho, Canada,
Very
New
cool. And
Zealand,
then she
San
just stopped.
Antonio. Yeah. Austin. I saw some Austins in here.
Hey, there you go.
All right. So we all have
Scotland,
them.
Georgia, Ohio. Okay.
All right, you guys, you're
Yeah.
everywhere. I'm just entertained by the dog. She's got so comfortable. I hope she stays there the whole show. That would be
That'd be
great.
cool. So pretty.
Yeah, she's so much fun. You know, people told us, don't get a husky. And it's like, why? Oh, they're just so much work. Buddy's, if I look like I'm in an earthquake, Buddy's scratching and he's leaning against my desk. Okay, that's done. Anyways, they're like, they talk so much and they howl and do all these things. She doesn't do any of it. She's just, we got lucky. She is just the best little dog. Anyway, enough of that. She's going to prove it to you by just being an angel behind the scenes today. Yeah.
We've had our animal experiences before on this
Yeah.
show.
Maybe she's going to get too personal. Nope. She's changing her mind. Okay. We're good.
Tracy, so
Okay.
someone's already commented that your video is mirrored. You want to tell everybody what's happened?
Hey, you guys. So I got a new camera and
People notice.
well, it's weird because it's not doing that on my end. So, and Betty, stop doing that with my desk. Anyways, so I got a new camera, and on the camera settings, you can set it so that it mirrors back. And for me, it does it on all the anything that I'm recording on. It's mirroring it. So to me, it looks normal. But to the rest of you guys, I guess it looks different.
It looks like you really moved your room around.
I like that. It's kind of like when you go to the grocery store and they move something on you, and you're like, what's different? Has
That's
it
what.
always been over here? So, yeah. So when I'm pointing over here for me, that's over here for you.
Not really.
But not really, but
No.
it's flipped on the screen. Yeah.
You're doing east and west, it might be appropriate, it might be matter, but it really doesn't matter for us. It just
No.
messes with our brain that that cabinet is over here
The
instead of over
red cabinet is doing it to you. That's what it's, I'm sorry. I could zoom in and then you wouldn't see it.
I think it's okay.
Anyways, you guys, I really need to leave it set to that for the other program that I record on. So you guys will get used to the red cabinet being on the other side.
We'll
That's
get
what's
used to
going to
it.
happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very
Well,
good.
that was a good first question. We learned what's going on over here.
Yeah, so you're not crazy, everybody.
It did switch, yeah. And I can't switch it back or it's going to screw me up. It's one of those things, when you go and you're looking in the camera and you're like, oh, my hair, and you go like this and you're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to have it this way and it'll be normal. It'll be our new normal. Thank you.
I mean, we
Makes
don't
you
know what was
beautiful.
normal anyway. We just know what we saw.
And hey, we're keeping it weird today. So it's
Exactly. There we
right
go.
on target.
Exactly.
It's perfect. All right. Beautiful goddess Tiffany and the great high. Do you have another question?
I sure do. Tiffany, Queen of Earth and Sky. No big deal. Question. Just as our bodies tell us things, can also our house slash car issues reflect back to us? What about internet issues? Any idea to underline metaphysical issues?
What a weird question. Let's tackle it.
Good question. Yeah, our houses.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all vehicles now. Internet.
Yeah. Like any of the stuff in the house, we've talked
Everything.
about it so many times. Like, oh, my plumbing's being weird. What does that mean? Water's emotions, internet is communication or keeping informed, whatever you use the internet
Connected.
for.
Yeah. Whatever it
Entertainment.
means, yeah, it can be different things. It's what it means to you, or maybe the specific types of problems you're having might give you a clue as to what it is. But
Yeah.
definitely, I would think something to do with communication or connectedness or
Well, and like in feng shui, they tell you in a house, if you buy a new house, go in and repaint and it changes all the energy, and is clean and paint and do all the fresh things and then it shifts all the energy in the house. So same kind of thing with like my furnace went out. Remember when I was fixing the furnace? And it's like, okay, so what's going on with that? Can't remember what the message I got was, but I was looking at it like, okay, why is my house doing this now? Why is my house doing that now? Because I look at everything like a mirror. Why am I experiencing that? So yeah, that's great.
Well, and I'm going through stuff right now. I'm in the middle of the project, but I had a pump, one of my aquarium pumps, started leaking. And yeah, because I have three aquariums. And so one of them in the living room started leaking, and I didn't understand. I mean, the signs were there. I didn't understand the message, except, I just kept losing water in the tank, but I didn't know, but I couldn't see anything missing out of the tank. Nothing was leaking there. I didn't think about the pump. That's sitting on the floor. And
Yeah.
it took a while for me to finally look there. And at that point, then I start looking, I'm noticing the floor is wet and the carpet's wet. And this has been going on for a while, for several weeks at that point. So, there's things happening. It's in the walls. It's in. So yeah, I'd been thinking about doing some maybe remodeling, rethinking, whatever, maybe change floors. It forced it upon me. So,
Yeah.
but we were trying to see what was that about, because mine was about water. Somebody else, actually the person that helps with the tanks, they had a big water problem at that point. And I think you said you knew somebody with a water problem at that point. It's like there are a lot of people having water issues. Like, what's that about? Water is emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, and the way it's coming about, look at that too, it's like you didn't know it was happening or this is something that was happening behind the scenes kind of thing. And I had that happen before when I had some lower back pain. and I could not figure out the lower back pain. I think I bugged you about it, and I bugged anyone else that would listen to me about it, trying to figure out what is the emotional component to this. And then I got a phone call one day that revealed something was going on behind my back. And the very moment that I heard what it was, the back pain went away.
That's so wonderful.
So there's all kinds of things, we're listening to. So things, yeah, things that it could be pushing you to make changes too. Like this is creating an opportunity to revamp that area of the house and get creative with what you wanted to do with it. And
Well, I have you guys, I've been bugging you guys for a long time. It's like, well, should I fix this one up or should I build somewhere else or get another house, do something different? And I kept going back and forth. Okay. And then I finally thought, okay, I'm gonna do this and then it'll be back to my house again. I was like, and seeing this, it's making me revamp this house. I'm like, I guess that's the decision.
Yeah.
That's enough to go.
Yeah, I totally agree, 'cause there's sometimes we're it's just not time to move yet or to change things like that yet. So why not make where you're at something more enjoyable? So
Exactly. And
yeah.
that's what it's come down to rather than, and actually I'm having fun because just changing the little bit I have so far, and there's still more to come because I have to do new flooring and everything. I mean, that ends up being new flooring throughout the house because you're talking about a main room and it's like that affects each thing affects something else. So it's really cool. It's fun and I'm having fun with it and I'm excited about it now because it's like, yeah, the one room got painted because we had to do a whole new wall and then that made the one on the other side, the room on the other side have to be painted because it has a new wall that doesn't match what was there. So see, all these things affect it. And it's fun just seeing this whole thing being revamped.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I
So
wasn't quite.
that was a good weird question.
It was.
Electricity, water, internet, phones, all the things.
What kind of issues with the internet? I mean, it keeps coming. I think you're right, Tracy, on it's communication. That feels
Yeah.
as I'm sensing its
It's
energy is going.
kind of giving me the sense of making them pause because, have you ever forgot your phone? And it's like, oh my God, I need to call the kids and let them know I forgot my phone. Oh, that was dumb. Oh, I need to, and all these things that, and all of a sudden you just can't do those things. And we used to not have those things ever. And now it's like, oh my
Didn't have them.
God, I don't have it. So it could just be a reset going on where you don't get to have that for a minute and just reset. So that was something that was coming up last week is the reset energy. So that makes sense actually. So, but you're here with us, so you must have some form of connection, and we're glad you're here.
Yes, and thank you for being here.
Yeah. Are we ready? All right. Do you want to read how they address you, Tiffany, or do you want me to keep addressing you as this beautiful butterfly in the sky?
Well, because you haven't made a list like I asked you to,
No.
I will go with what people say.
Oh, because they're so creative. They're much more creative than we are.
This one is the most creative. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Tiffany.
Whoa.
It all.
All encompassed.
Where you?
All
It
encompassed. It doesn't need anything else. I mean, it speaks for itself. really does. Yeah. I can see why you were drawn to that one. What's the question?
I used to play with and collect crystals. After the big move and two kids later, I lost interest in my collection and in crystals in general. My question is, how can crystals be fun again?
Well, don't try to push it on yourself. Crystals have a thing about their you. I feel like I just get what I'm attracted to, and they speak to you, and there's things like that. So I feel like it could be it was a time of your life that that was going on, and then you hit a point, a phase in your life where it wasn't necessary, and then when you get into the next phase, it might be good again. You'll hear them; they'll start being attracted to you again. They'll talk to you, whatever however you communicated with them before or to them before. Then they'll be fun again because it's right. I think if
Yeah.
you try to push it's trying to force a friendship that's not there.
It gets awkward. That's weird. It makes me think of when I did a lot of Oracle cards and tarot, and I like almost daily grabbed the cards, and then all of a sudden just started fading out, and then I never grabbed the cards, never grabbed them. And then that went on actually a couple of years. And then all of a sudden I was like, I want to play with these cards again. And then I ended up getting like six or seven more decks, like I needed that, and played with even more cards. And now I'm kind of fading out of them again. So I think it ebbs and flows as we need it. And
Great.
But it's normal, if that helps. That's kind of a normal thing.
It is.
So yeah, it's your dog's turn.
Yeah, it is. It's rocket.
Anyway, so yeah, I think that it will come back, and it'll be fun, and you'll find that you're probably drawn to a whole different group of crystals, right? Like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and a whole new set of friends.
Yeah. What if you jumped to it? Wouldn't it be fun if you jumped to a timeline that held crystals that you've never seen before?
That
It would be fun.
would be fun.
So now I just kind of want to go, Tiffany,
That's
I'm
all
here.
I You rang.
Yeah, but I didn't do it fluffy.
It's all
But you
right. I
still are
forgive
here.
you. I'm
Oh my
still
gosh,
here.
I love it.
Goddess Tiffany. Can we manifest things that are outside of our soul contract? Does one take priority over the other?
I mean, that's a good question. Let's give.
Outside of the soul contract,
Yeah, I feel like I know where you're trying to go with
my
your
understanding is,
life.
yeah,
So.
if as long as it doesn't interfere with the soul contract, you can do anything you want. But if it interferes with the contract, your higher self will give it the boot because you came here to do things and it wants to keep you on track with that. But it always brings me to the GPS analogy. You know, you come in or you're leaving from this destination and you're trying to get to this one, and maybe you pull off to get some gas somewhere, and you go off a little bit and then you get back on course. So as long as it doesn't take you, I mean, you have free will, so you can do it, or you can at least keep pushing and try and do it. But
You keep
yeah, when
getting
you get the resistance, boy, I mean, seriously, yeah, you'll hit brick walls and 2x4s and all the things, and if you still want to keep pushing, you can because you have free will. But your higher self will putting you back into the. I now I'm th all my analogies. You know when you're bowling with the kids and they put the little bumpers up, they'll just keep bouncing you back into the right path. Eventually, you'll hit some pins.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? Like, I get the feeling this is about manifesting a person, maybe a certain person. And that's, I mean, we don't even know if that's outside the contract or not. We don't
Yeah,
know. I mean, why is that
it
person
might
even
be the contract.
might
The
be? Yeah.
experience you're having could be the contract.
So, but a way to manifest where you're not, like you're saying, where it doesn't, what was the wording you used? Where it doesn't,
Long as it doesn't affect the contract
affect a
or
contract.
interrupt it.
Way, yeah, a way to do things so that for sure it won't is work on manifesting a scenario without a face on it. You know, so it's like if it is a person, it's like characteristics of the person or things that or whatever it is you want, things like that, rather than try to put a certain face on it or a certain make it a certain person. That's when we're affecting with something that we don't know the big picture. It
Yeah.
might be the part of the contract, but it might not be. And so just put like this, I want someone that is like this and is I feel this way about and whatever, you know, all these different things we want. And I want this kind of relationship, that kind of thing, without it being the person. And then if that is the person and that is the contract, they'll come in. You know, that's just.
What if they said, because we're all in this manifesting a partner thing together. What if let's say the partner's name was Brad, and they said, I would like to manifest a relationship with Brad or something better. Would that work? Because then you're telling the universe, I want this person or something better.
Yeah, but the fact that or something better, I think that's good. Or maybe someone like Brad or better. Because that way you've got there's a blueprint there of,
Yeah.
you know,
Like
I
that.
like all these characteristics. If he's not the one, then okay, someone like him or better.
Or I want to feel like I do with that person or something better. You guys see where we're going with this. Kind of hone it in and find your what feels right for you, but all of those things can they can be tricky because it's the genie in the bottle thing, right? Like
Yeah, like what you
me
saying?
saying, I want all my friends to come visit me in Oregon, thinking they're all going to come as a group, and then they start coming one at a time. It's like, dang it, genie. I meant all of them together. Right,
Yeah.
Tiffany?
Exactly. And of you, of all people that knows how you need to be so specific.
But you know how we're talking about the free will. You said you have the free will, you have their free will, but so does everybody else. And see, and this is where you want to be careful not to, we can't affect someone else's free will. And that's where it won't allow that to happen. I mean, they have their free wills and then you have yours. So that's why don't put a picture, don't put a name, don't put a specific person in that spot. Just make it the characteristics or the general. And then if they want to fill that picture, great. Then they will. So, and what's the other saying? I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over a person, but that's what the feeling I have. But it goes with anything. But what was that you say? I love the saying you have, but I just never remember it.
If it's
If
meant to be, it will not pass you by. I knew which one you meant.
I love that because that really helps you relax and allow what it you're good to come to you, you know, so.
And if they don't come to you, there's probably a really good reason, and you're going to get the hindsight with that, and you're going to go, I'm glad that didn't work out. And I've had those, I'm sure. All of you guys have had those where it's like, oh, now I see why that didn't work. And, or maybe you meet somebody even better and you're like, oh, I would have been tied up in this other thing and I wouldn't have met that person. So, but no matter what you do, you can't do it wrong.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because we're going to have an experience either way.
Exactly.
So you
You're
can't do
going to
it
learn
wrong.
something either way.
So it's all good news. All good news. All right. Are we good with that one? I think we're good. Yeah.
That was
Okay.
good.
Beautiful, amazing, ever-loving Tiffany in the sky. What do we got?
Oh, hello.
She answers different when we do it that way.
What's that song by the Beatles? Oh, that's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That's what keeps coming every time you say Tiffany in the Sky. I'm hearing the sky with diamonds.
Oh, Tiffany, you need your own song.
I do. I do.
Are you good at making them up in the moment? That would be fun.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure since you brought it up, you have to make it up.
Could come up with something.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's all I got. All right. I've decided to go on a retreat, but haven't figured out how to afford it. Quote unquote, left brainers would tell me to not go and save. What is the metaphysical way to view this?
Tracy has the perfect, this is exactly what you need to talk about.
My level two would be a great example of that. When I took the level two QHHT course, I was pretty broke. And it took me dedicating myself to go to get there. And the money came in, but I had to choose myself. I had to choose it.
Because it
And,
wasn't until you did that, right? It was like, I don't know how this is going to happen. It's not happening.
oh,
It's not.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Julia was getting an earful of, she's just like, enough already. You know, if you don't make this one, you can come to the next one. I'm like, I really want to be at this one. And so, and it was one of my friends that said, well, if you want to go that bad, why don't you just decide to go no matter what? And it was that shift in that perspective because I was like, well, if I'm meant to be there, then I will be there. And then she said that, and I'm like, well, I do want to go. And she goes, well, sleep in your car. And I'm like, she goes, drive there and just sleep in your car. And I'm like, okay, that's a strategy. Okay. You know, and so it just shifted the way I was thinking about it. And all of a sudden I just was like, hell or high water, I'm going. And then
Everything started just
everything started falling into place, including the rental car that I was like, somehow I got for the same price other people were paying for shuttles. I got the car for the whole week and I ended up driving people around because I had a car. And I was like, so I even came out better than some others because I had extras. But
That works.
everything showed up exactly when I needed it to, like literally the day before I got on the airplane, the money for the hotel showed up. So how you got to have some faith and you really got to have the determination. I'm going to this.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
going to go
that
to
type.
this retreat. I'm going. And you got to be like willing, like in my head, I was like, what can I sell? What can I, I was like, I'm going to make this happen. So if I need to create some income, is there something I have around here that I can, that I'm not using, that I can sell or repurpose? Like you're going to put some energy into it. But yeah, I worked hard to make it happen and it did happen. So, and here we are. And then everything since then has been a lot easier to manifest. I learned a lot in that trip. Yeah.
That was a huge trip for you.
It was huge. It was
Probably because of that.
life changing. Yeah. It changed my entire life. So if you're if your heart's in it, you want to go, figure it out. And it's not even about the money. Like it could be like somebody offering a free retreat, but you got to get there, or they're offering a retreat for $10,000 and you got to get there. It's what's here. You're gonna figure it out. So yeah. All right. Did you have anything to share with that one?
Oh, that was beautiful. That's why I was like, you have the perfect answer.
Yes, I've been there, done that. I could probably say that to a lot of things that get asked to us. Oh, I've been there, done that. Yeah. I used to tell Julia, we got to be careful when we'd pick themes because early on when we were doing this, we would pick themes. Do you remember that? And we would pick a subject to talk about, and then I swear I would live that subject that week, and then we'd get on the show, and I'm like, well, I had this experience, and I'm like, let's not do that anymore. So it was like, unless we're going to talk about winning the lottery or something, let's maybe put that one out there. But yeah, I'm an experiencer. And so
You love being the poster child for whatever.
apparently, yeah. Yeah, I'm a guinea pig of some sort, but I think I backed out of that a little now, I think. But yeah, I've been there, done that a lot. Yeah. So, all right. If I was flying in the sky, I'd be bumping into this beautiful girl called Tiffany, woman, sorry. And she might even have questions for me. What would it be?
Well, this person says, mysterious Tiffany, who has an angelic voice from the heavens. Yeah.
Oh, very true.
Just wait until I sing.
I'm gonna write that song.
You both are moms. How have you channeled with a busy household? I have three boys, and it seems impossible at times. Any pointers?
You're the best one with that. You have three boys.
And they're specifically asking about channeling. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Depends on how old those kids are. I wouldn't have been able to do it when they were little. It's a little trickier. But I did, no, I did journals and channeled writing and stuff when the kids were littler. So, gosh, it's a good question. I guess I would need to know what your challenges are with it. Like if they were, sometimes I would wait until they were in bed or get up before they did and do it then. And I would do my channeled things, or then when they're in school, you do it during that time. So if they're really little and you're or at home, if you have nap times or times where maybe somebody else could take them for a little while, then those would be the times. But when they're actually underfoot, you're probably not going to do it.
They are 3, 7, and 10.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, yeah, if they're pulling at you're not gonna probably get very far. But
That takes a shift of the mind, to be
yeah,
that
well, you've got to
mom.
be attentive if, especially with a 3-year-old, they're busy. Yeah. But if there's another spouse in the house, phones, that could be helpful. Or if there's somebody that could take them from time to time for you and just give you a break so that you can have that time. Otherwise, you're going to get up early in the morning or stay up later than them. And that's usually what would happen.
You just
Yeah.
find your time.
You'll find it. And I will say this, there were a lot of times when I was a single mom of these kind of age groups, like three boys. And there was a time where I was just like, I just don't have any time to do anything I want. That was my story. Well, guess what? I was creating that story. So if you start changing your story, I love that I have peaceful, quiet time to channel when the kids are working on projects or taking a nap or going to bed, and that I'm able to get up and be wide awake and able to do these things an hour before the household gets up, or whatever you want to choose to do with that. And just call it in and hold the gratitude that you have the time and space to do it. And to tell you the truth, we're channeling our higher selves all the time. So you're like, when can I channel? And it's like all the time. So yeah, the meditating, channeling, that setting intention, trying to answer questions and being more methodical about it. You're just going to have to find some time and ask the universe to help create that in a joyful way. It works. It happens. Okay, that's all I got. Your turn to call her.
Miss Tiff.
Jesus. She always puts so much love in it. I love it.
I know, right?
Oh.
Titanium goddess of the fairies.
Woo.
Yeah.
We're getting in there.
Yeah, we are. And then there's lots of fairy emojis. Those are
Wait,
cute.
what's the name of your fish? Platinum.
Platinum.
Okay. So now
Looks
you
like
guys all know she has a fish named Platinum. I thought they were close with titanium, but here's some synchronicities. I had named my fish Silver and Gold, and then she goes, "Hey, I got a fish and I'm calling it Platinum." And she had no idea I was calling mine Silver and Gold.
I don't have any
So we
metal.
have Olympic fish here. Anyway, that we shared that.
Do eyeglasses have anything to do with the Lyrans? I thought someone said something about eyeglasses previously.
That's a weird question. I just
You wanted weird.
keeping it weird. Eyeglasses have something to do with Lyrans.
The Lyrans are the cat.
Yeah.
The cat planet, the cat beings.
I'm gonna have to say it has to do with, I think there was a question one time about a dream and there was a cat with glasses, and I think you talked something about Lyrans.
Yeah, but that was probably about the cat, not the glasses. Or was it?
No, it was about the glasses. It was very specifically about
Oh.
because it was wearing glasses.
I remember Tracy saying that, but that was her thing, so.
I'm getting that that's not specific to now I can't not see cats with glasses. I'm
I keep
like
saying Clarence.
visualizing all these smart cats with glasses. But I'm getting no to it being specific to them. But I'm not getting anything further on that. Let's see. Do they want to tell us anything about the glasses?
Yeah, or what was
Oh, I'm hearing the glasses were to humanize them a little bit, to make them more humanized for us. They'll do those kind of things. Like if they think we're going to think they look weird, they'll try to humanize themselves a bit to help us accept and receive them without too much. And so they may have done that, but I'm sitting here going, why would they need the glasses?
Well, the thing
Because
is, but you said
they're
it.
not.
That was the thing. You said that's the Lyrans. And so that's interesting. That must have just
Oh,
come.
but I don't think it was referring to the actual glasses, though, was it? I'm
I
pretty
don't
sure you
know.
were. You made it very specific that, oh, that's interesting. There's cats with glasses. And you said, it sounds like a Lyrans were visiting you or something to that
Oh,
effect.
well, the glasses weren't part of that. The cats were the
Cats, okay.
visiting part. Because sometimes I'm like, well, I say things sometimes and don't remember. So I mean, I might have.
Well, and that's
But
what
yeah.
saying when it comes through like that, it could be something, some information that came through, but yeah. So if you're, that's what I was wondering if it was just the cat part.
That was a really good question then to clarify that. Because yeah, I don't think the glasses were what I was referring to. It was the cats visiting would be the Lyrans. But when I'm asking in my head, I'm just getting that that was just to help. And what do we need glasses for, right? It's to see better, to
Well,
see
yes,
clearer.
clarity.
And so that could have been, if it was a dream, that could have been symbology that the cats were there to help you see clearer. So, yeah, that's kind of fun to just kind of dive into that, isn't it? But I like the Lyrans, if you haven't figured that out. They're very loving, sweet energy. Just like, well, I have some cats that aren't so nice, but I also have the ones that just want to curl up in your lap and purr. They're like that. Whenever I feel their energy come in, they're the cuddly little purr kitties. So yeah. Well, I probably butchered that answer a bit, but hopefully we got some clarity on it. Okay.
That's good.
All right, Miss Beautiful in the Sky, Tiffany of All High.
This one
Think we
is
should just cut
very
those portions and put them all together all in one clip. Yeah.
see what comes out.
Yeah.
I've been watching Tracy's videos, and sometimes she talks a different language. What language is it?
Am so glad you brought that up because there's been a study on light language. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this. I
Oh.
think I did. But somebody sent it to me again today because people get excited when they find this stuff, right? And they send it to me. And so it's your soul language. There's more, there's for every person, there's a different language. So when you say what language is that, sometimes I know its origin, like if it's Arcturian or Lyran or Assyrian or something like that, I'll know the energy will shift when I'm doing it. But what the words that come out are not translatable. You just have a knowingness of what they are. Now, the study that they did is they put some sort of little brain sensors on somebody and had them speak their language. And it showed the part of their brain that lit up when that happened is not a part of the brain that lights up when you're speaking. It's a part that lights up when you're like observing. So you're not actually talking, which kind of proves that it is a channel. That there is something else coming through and speaking because you yourself would not be speaking if that's the only part that's lit up. And I found that really interesting. It was kind of proof that it is coming from another source and that the parts of the brain that light up when the language comes through kind of proves that that's not coming from you. So, and it's very healing. So it's called light language. I call it light language or soul language. Some people in the Christian communities call it speaking in tongues. It's all the same thing. So if you've ever heard that before, it might sound different or whatever, but because the source is different. But yeah, thank you for asking. That is a weird question, and it was a
And
great one.
I've noticed, like when you do it, and different people, they say usually emotions are triggered. You know, they'll be very
Yes.
emotional with it. So that's, I think they're saying it's very healing. I think that's what it's bringing emotions through or allowing them
And
to be.
memories. It's people are remembering. It's like, oh, I know this from somewhere, and they just start crying. And when it does come out in the videos, I will get people commenting, why did I cry when I heard that? And it's like, yeah,
Yeah.
but you remember. So yeah, it's quite, and if you guys want to hear that, there's probably an actual video labeled light language on my page, but yeah, for another time. Or go find it on my YouTube videos. I think like three back, there's some light language in it. So yeah, you can find it. But
You
yeah.
don't want to share a message with us to everyone in light language, Tracy?
Did you guys make me do that before?
Yes, I
Maybe.
did.
All right. Would we like to set an intention with this? I'll do it if you guys want me to, but let's
What's
set
an
an
intention?
intention. So because we talk about soul speak and the metaphysical things and things that are, let's do some, ask them to bring in some healing language around our bodies and ascension because our bodies are changing so that we can handle these energies. So let's set that intention and we'll see who comes through. Okay. All right, so if you can, close your eyes and just listen and allow the sounds of the voice. Just let them do whatever they want to do. And we're asking for only the highest and best good to come through, and it reaches everybody exactly where they're at and ready for. Shu da ne ne ahoi ta ta pasu tunti pakatan us shewe ma a o kanda di be sum bandan te wa to sho wan te pe pai tum a sa u sha ne ki win ain o sa ba sha lan de de ke pata alo sa ma she ki be bandum ye om sa sha nu ne ke pa won de pa po sho te pa won de ma a sa man In Okay, so they were asking at the end to remember, but they were actually, as I was doing that, it felt like it was kind of just moving some of our stubborn energy aside and opening us up. So the energy that was being pushed aside was being kind of moved to the left, and then some new energy was coming into the right side to just kind of fill in that space. If you want a visual to go with that. So when I'm doing that, sometimes I get a knowing, or sometimes it's just a feeling or an understanding of what's happening. And as we were, and because we were talking about the Lyrans, that was the Lyran that came through. So just to let you know, that was the energy that popped in. It was a
It felt
female
placed.
Lyran.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So thank you. Thank you for letting me do that with you.
So whatever the very first tone that came out just went right to the heart.
Yeah, it's interesting. They'll do different things with the voice, and yeah, so all kinds of fun things with light language. And it doesn't even have to be verbiage. It can be sound, it can be colors, it can be movement and symbols that you're doing with your hands, or all of it put together. And so, oh yeah, so it's fun. And now I feel really good. So thank you guys. Okay, beautiful Tiffany. Thank you for that question. What else we got?
So, I was reminded last time, and then I forgot, or I think we were running low on time again. So, and we did this, I think this question was asked 2 shows ago. We talked about dragon energy, and it was right at the end, and you said, let's talk about it next time, and then we forgot it. So I'm
Wonderful.
bringing it up again. We've got like what, 5, 6 minutes? So
I love it. Lyrans, dragons, why not? Oh my.
So,
oh my, it's all happening. So, my funny story today is that I did a channel for my YouTube and it was a dragon journey that came through, but my dog was chewing on a bone and clanking it on the floor, on the tile floor. And then my microphone, which is right here, did a little twisting thing and it was loose and not tightened, and my eyes were closed, so I didn't notice that it had moved towards the fan, and so the fan was blowing on it. I was like, nobody wants that challenging edit. Nope. But the message was, so see, there was a reason for this to come through. The message was that a few years back when I started channeling Daniel, he was telling me that the mountains were filled with dragon energy, but it was dormant, but the dragons were going to be waking up. Oh, that gives me chills. Anyways, over the years, I would take people on the dragon journeys. And now it seems like everybody I run into knows who their dragon is. And if you don't know who your dragon is, I hope to get back to there is a dragon journey on my YouTube, but it's kind of old. I was hoping to get the new one up, but maybe you guys will vote for me to put up the noisy one. I don't know. But anyways, just ask to meet your dragon and it'll come in just like a guide or an angel or something like that. Just ask to meet them and they will come. But they are awake. They are no longer dormant. They are existing in a parallel or different dimension. And so we can't see them with the physical eyes, not yet anyway, but they are there. And today's message was that they are working with the fairy realm to help humanity into a softer energy, into more kindness, that kind of thing. They're really beautiful. It's kind of like your dog, right? Like I talk about Latte being my little dragon in a animal body. And so, they're loving and very kind dragon energies. So if you want to meet your dragon, just ask. Did I
And that
cover
makes
enough?
sense with what we saw in the Grand Canyon when we were
Yes,
in.
talk about that.
Yeah, because that was really cool. It was just we came up on this one building, and all of a sudden I was just there was like a I don't know if it was like a plant, like an arbor or something. And we approached it, and it was like that's a gate. I mean, it so felt like a gate.
Yeah.
And we all stopped there, and then I think you went on, but I was like that's a gate, and then. I think Monica, was she the one that was saying, well, are you one? And we do this all the time. We start asking each other questions. Well, what are you picking up here? What kind of a gate or whatever? And then, it was something to ask permission. But then as we went in, then I think I was sensing dragon, and then Monica was sensing something else. And we were all getting the dragon stuff. She was seeing them flying, and or I don't remember who was getting what, but it was all syncing at that point. But it was really,
Yeah.
really cool. And I remember
But
this.
we went through the gate.
We went through the gate, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the dragon, like you're saying, they're loving and everything. And it was, and I remember it was just sitting there. It's like it was acting like a dog, actually, and it just kept looking at me. And I remember this little eye was just so cute. Just look at me, like what? There's nothing scary about it whatsoever. It was so cute. I loved it, and I even
Yeah.
started trying to find it. You're always so good about when you have visuals. You have things. You're so good at finding it on the internet.
Oh yeah.
I am not, I couldn't find it. I could find, I was like, I'm looking and looking, I'm gonna find this dragon somewhere, and I couldn't. So.
Oh, that's too bad. That's fun when we can find them. And yeah, I'm so connected to that energy that I like to keep it as my, you could even see it. It's a dragon on my phone. Just because that energy is just so fun to have around. I do see that the vote is to put up the dragon journey. I will see if I can clean the sound up on that a little bit. Yeah, I'll have to put a note to myself to do that next week. So, but yeah, I do get it. They're so amazing. And in this recording, you go on a dragon journey. So it is kind of a neat little recording, but in the background, you're hearing the bone drop and all the things. So it's like
Sound effects have purpose, though.
they do. And I was trying to figure out what's that, like it sounded like something was bumping up against that. And I'm like, what is that? And then I realized that I had moved my fan because I had moved my microphone. Like everything got moved around in here.
Told
And
you.
where I put the fan, yeah, it actually did get moved around. Just not the way you guys all feel like it flipped, but I put my little fan in a different place, and I realized that it was aimed right at the microphone. I'm like, how do you get that sound out? And I was like, anyway, so I'll do what I can with it, and I will. My intention will be to post that. I did keep it. I didn't delete it, so that's a good thing. But yeah, okay, we got our warning that we're talking too much now, and it's time to wrap it up. So,
Well, we have a few minutes. So, we okay, everything. I have 2 minutes. Okay. Everything. We'll go ahead and sum it up because that's not enough time for a question. But anything QHHT, if you want a session, if you want to be a practitioner, and explore this wild, wacky world of these weird questions just and weird experiences, go to QHHTofficial.com and you can find a practitioner in your area, or you can travel to Oregon and see Tracy. And if you want to purchase a course, Tracy has a coupon code for you that'll get you 10% off the price of the level one course.
yes, the coupon code is the magic is real, all one word. Just put in the magic is real. Go figure, that's my coupon code.
Yeah,
And
right.
you'll get 10% off. That'll be wonderful. And SoulSpeak, let's talk about SoulSpeak.
Yeah, if you want to understand what your body's trying to tell you, there was some of that is like everything has a message, even that's flipped. Look at that. It's
Isn't
backwards.
it?
It's mirror. I love it. Now we know.
How do we
She's
fix that without me fixing my hair wrong? All right.
anyway,
There's
that's
so
my
many
book.
techie things to know.
Yeah, that's my book. And then I also have a course online. It's all, and that would help you to be a a practitioner, as being certified. I can't even talk right now. Certified in helping others to understand what their bodies are trying to tell them. But all of these, you know, you can get the information in my book. It's wonderful just to understand what our bodies are telling us things. Our houses are telling us things. Our cars and our houses are telling us things.
The world, the people around you, everything is talking to you.
Yes, absolutely. And okay, we have retreat coming up, and that's also on that site, QHHT retreat in Asheville, North Carolina, May 23rd to 27th. Lots of cool things coming together. We're getting them locked in, so really exciting. And then Tracy, Tiffany, and I, and Trina, Sharon will be on a cruise around Iceland in June. And Tracy, would it be possible for your one of your workshops or some part of your workshop to maybe teach people how to do light language?
I would love to teach everyone to do light language.
That'd
So come do that. Well, I'll teach you on the ship. We'll make it
That'd be
happen.
fun. Have
Yeah.
a ship. That ship would be a different kind of ship then. It already is a
And
starship.
it is the Starship, the Norwegian Starship. When we couldn't have asked for a better name for our
Not
cruise
at
line.
all.
We're getting the boot.
We
Love
are.
it.
Love
Mwah.
you. See you next time.
Thank you, Tiffany, in the sky. Thank you, Julia. Thank you,
Thank
audience.
you, Tracy. Thank you, everybody.